listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a fantastic Friday. And may we wish you the best of weekends. It's a pleasure to bring in the general manager of the Minnesota Twins, Terry Ryan. Terry, how are you today?
I'm doing well, David. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. I know you got into town yesterday. You got to see the game last night. The Lookouts fall behind 4-0, and then they must have looked up, seen you, and put it together. They win 10-4. Just kind of curious. I know you've only had a chance to look at them briefly, but what'd you think about this year's team?
Well, we didn't look very good there in the first couple innings, and we settled down. We've got some guys here that can swing a bat. And the guy pitching last night, Tyler Duffy, is one of our better prospects on the mound. So I figure we probably would be okay, but it sure was ugly early. And hopefully we won't see that much homestand. I'm pleased to get here because I have been a lot of interest in a lot of these players.
Well, and that was my second question. I mean, it's no secret. There are publications out there that have Chattanooga as the most prospect-loaded team in all of AA baseball. How important is this Lookouts team to the lifeblood right now of the Twins organization?
Well, I think everybody that knows us understands that we develop, scout, promote from within. Those types of philosophies are embedded in us. And having this club here, obviously, there are a lot of players here that have a future with us. It's important. You know, we're trying to make a good impression on the community of Chattanooga. It's our first year here, and we're hoping it's a long-term deal. So I hope they perform. Obviously, I'm hoping to get some guys up to the next level. But that's one of the reasons I come to town is to evaluate. But just as importantly, let these players know that we care about them. And the people running this ball club need to understand that we're in this together.
You know, and this year's team is the nucleus. I mean, you can look at a starting lineup of this year's Lookouts, and all nine players were in the Florida State League together. I mean, I guess the only one that really wasn't last year was Sano, and he was hurt, and he was scheduled to break camp last year with Fort Myers. Would that be your objective, kind of in a perfect world, to keep this group together, kind of moving up this year?
I do believe that helps, but it's not ultimate. That's not the ultimate goal. We move guys because we think they're ready and they perform and they get down to business here. When they're asked to play, they play. If they aren't doing that type of thing, then it's not that important to move them together. But it's always nice. I think familiarity breeds success with a lot of these guys. We even moved the manager up here with them. I think that's more happenstance.
You're listening to Terry Ryan, the general manager of the Minnesota Twins, joining us here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Terry, thanks for taking the time. The big story across baseball was Alex Rodriguez last night passing Willie Mays. Do you think A-Rod will be or deserves to be in the Hall of Fame?
Well, history says probably not, because he's a PED user in his history, and I don't think any of those guys have gotten in, and I don't think any of them have got close to getting in. So if I'm going on history, I doubt very much that he will.
And another kind of overarching story across all of Major League Baseball is Commissioner Rob Manfred is said to be looking into shortening the season. Is that plausible to go back to 154 games? And do you think that would maybe potentially help some of the run of injuries baseball suffered through?
Well, I don't think it's an injury issue. I think it's players are looking for days off, which I understand. It's a tough grind, and 162 is a lot. I'm not so sure 154 is going to do much to help that cause, but I also understand our new commissioner is very open-minded, and I know the Players Association are very adamant that the schedule is one of the problems. So I suspect there will be a chance. I know it's revenue problems for ownership and certainly games. If we don't have games, revenue's not coming in. So I don't know if it's going to be a deal where it's going to get done, but it certainly will be talked about.
You're listening to Terry Ryan, the general manager of the Minnesota Twins, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Terry, I had an article in today's Times Free Press about DJ Johnson, the reliever. He was a good sport about it. Monday night, he became the first Lookouts pitcher to get penalized for the pitch clock, for violating the pitch clocks. Just kind of, it's been the talk of a big talk so far of this season. What is your take on pitch clocks? Are you for them or not?
Yeah, I am for them down here, especially because teams and players and the game needs to move along. And it got to be a point where we were losing our fan base because people didn't want to sit and watch 3 hours and 20 minutes of a 2-1 game. So we've done something about it, and DJ Johnson will not be the last guy to get a ball called on him, and some of these hitters will get strikes called on him. I think where I've been in the major leagues here the last month, it has worked, and now it's up for real because May 1st they're going to forego all the warnings and start dishing out fines. I like the flow and the rhythm, and it's worked in the major leagues, and I know it's working down here. I've talked to enough people. I was up in Rochester, our AAA affiliate, last week, and it was working up there, and I'm sure it'll work here.
I'm sure I'm not the first to ask you this, Terry, talking about the Twins. I mean, the Twins, it's no secret, doesn't have the money that a lot of the Yankees and Dodgers and other teams have. But you guys were known for years as being one of the most consistently successful, I think, the playoffs 6 times in 9 years. But I know in the last 3 or 4 years you've fallen off to some extent. What do you give is the reason for that?
Yeah, it certainly wasn't money. We got plenty of money as far as being able to compete. And the new stadium up there in Minnesota has allowed us to generate revenue where we didn't have it with the Metrodome. So it's been baseball decisions, and I'm taking responsibility. We have not done a very good job. Our pitching has not been good enough to compete over the course of a season. We scored enough, and our bullpen's fairly decent, but our rotation over the last 4 years didn't give us a good enough chance to win games, and it comes down to pitching more often than not, and we just have not pitched well enough out of that rotation to be able to compete.
All right, I have to ask about Byron Buxton. I know you've no doubt followed him at all of his stops. What have you thought? What did you think of him last night? And are you happy to see the start that he's having, given last year and given the first 2 weeks being kind of difficult for him this year?
Yeah, he had a tough start here, and it wasn't a shock to me. He didn't play much last year, unfortunately, because of the injuries. He had a good at bat last night. He made some good plays in center field. He is still a work in progress. He's got gifted skills. He can really do a lot of things on the diamond. His speed and his arm strength are very evident. His range is very evident. The ball comes off his bat well. It's just a matter of him swinging at strikes. And he's a young kid that's his reputation's preceded himself. And I would hope that he'd piece together a good year here for however long he is here. You know, there's a lot of work to be done with he and Sano and a lot of these younger players that are here, Polanco, Barrios. We got a bunch of those younger kids that have not experienced a whole bunch of Double-A baseball. So it's not like they're finished products here, and it's going to take some time for them to establish themselves in this league.
All right, if you were on second base and Byron Buxton was at home plate, who would get home first?
I would.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, there's no doubt. Good base runner. You don't necessarily have to be fast to be able to run the bases. Buxton is one of the fastest players in the game of baseball, maybe the fastest. But a guy that's out at second and a base hit, if you're doing what you're supposed to, you're going to get a decent lead, and then you're going to read the ball, and then you're going to score. And there's nobody – we got the best base runner in our ball club. He's by far not the fastest runner, and that's Mauer. So, you know, there are people that can run the bases, and you don't necessarily have to be fast to be able to do that.
Who's the best manager in Twins history, Tom Kelly, Ron Gardenhire, or Billy Haywood from Little Big League?
Well, Tom Kelly won a couple World Series, and Gardy was an excellent manager for the length we had him. We've got a guy up there right now we like a lot in Paul Molitor. We haven't had a lot of changes over the last 30 years, so you know we've had a lot of stability in that chair. But Tom Kelly did win World Series with us when we were going through that revenue problem where our payroll was not very high. And he's got an awful good knack of being able to manage a baseball team, and he did a wonderful job for us over a long time.
Terry, after all your years with the Twins, is there one team that gives you greatest satisfaction to beat?
Well, the 87 club was about, and I wasn't the GM at that time. I was a scouting director. But that team kind of came out of nowhere, and Puckett put us on his shoulders. And that's the first time we had done much in postseason. That was about as good a ride as any person that works for a team could experience.
In what you do, and you've got one of just a handful of jobs as a Major League Baseball general manager, take yourself out of it, because I just want – who's the best GM in baseball?
I would say Dombrowski up there with the Tigers is one of the best. I have a lot of respect for him. He gets it done. He knows. He's organized. He's fair. He's a good guy to deal with. There's no BS in between. He gets his work done. And I would say David's one of the best. There's a reason the Tigers and the Marlins and the Expos and some of those teams he's been affiliated with have had success. So I would say he's pretty close to being the best.
Terry, listen, thank you so much for taking some time. Welcome to Chattanooga. We hope you have a great visit this weekend, and we thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right, 648-1051 is the Hardee's hotline. That was Terry Ryan, the general manager of the Minnesota Twins, who, of course, are in their first season as parent affiliates of the Chattanooga Lookouts. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1, The Zone.